Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Well, seniors have a lot on their minds these days, not only seniors, but probably their children and other relatives. And I think one of the main things is the difference between the types of insurance they are offered and how to select those types of insurance. And I think when you think about needs for seniors, some of them are health-related, others might be financially related. We're going to be talking about choices for seniors, whether you're a senior or whether you have a parent that you know really has to be thinking about this, or parents, with two guests. Barb Bailey. Barbara is executive director of the Colonial Club for Seniors in Sun Prairie. The Colonial Club is sponsoring an event that's coming up on Saturday, April 28th. It's called Financing Your Future Resource Fair for Seniors. We'll certainly learn some more about that. Gunther Rock is with us. Ruck is with us as well. Gunther heads the Division of Regulation and Enforcement at the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Wisconsin. He's been involved in the regulation of insurance for over 27 years. So we have a couple of people here who know an awful lot about insurance and choices for seniors, and I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Anywhere else, it's toll-free at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Barbara Bailey, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
You know, my mother spent a fair amount of time at the Colonial Club in Sun Prairie and had a wonderful time there.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she had a wonderful time there. And so we've always thought very kindly of the Colonial Club. So when I saw that Jim had scheduled you, I was very glad to be able to say that on the air.
Thank you.
Gunther Rock, welcome to the program.
Thank
as well.
You, Larry.
Thanks very much.
Very good to be here.
For both of you to be with us today. Well, there are a whole lot of things to think about, aren't there?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, they're both looking at me where do we even start?
Where do you start? Well, I think the focus about this financial fair is focusing in on all of those things there are to think about. And Gunther and I were talking right before this and agreed that the key to having a successful later years in life is to plan.
Yeah.
You know, and the sooner you can plan, the better, you know. And I think that's really an important theme, because as we all know, the baby boomers are now starting to become senior citizens or heading into there. So there's a very large number of us, and I include myself as one of those, that'll be entering that time of your life very quickly here. So there's a lot of things to think about, to plan about, as you head towards your retirement years, from health insurance issues to where is your income going to come from, to if you move, what impact does that have? Make sure that you have the right property and casualty insurance, homeowners, auto insurance, things of that type. So there's a lot for us to think about and be good, educated consumers about.
Yeah, there certainly is. And, you know, I see, because I'm in that baby boomer era, too. long-term care, it seems like about once a week I get something about long-term care insurance from one provider or another. And you wonder, well, should people? I have lots of friends who have. I have other friends who say, well, no, I've invested my money and I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with where I am in my life. Other people say, I should have started this 10 years ago if I was going to really do it. So there's a lot of, you know, things to consider, even for something like long-term care.
Well, and another factor of that is since people are living longer, in their older years, they are living with a lot more chronic illness than was ever present before, which, of course, brings in the healthcare issue, the home issues, all of the things that Gunther just mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that you brought up long-term care insurance because one of the things that our office is very interested in getting the message out is that long-term care insurance is one vehicle that you can use to fund your possible potential long-term care expenses. There are others. That's why we think it's very important for people to consider their long-term care needs, what their financial condition is, what assets they have to protect, and then make a decision how they want to move that long-term care risk, either to their own type of funds through a Roth IRA or savings, or to long-term care insurance. You should not purchase long-term care insurance in a vacuum by itself. You should have a financial planner or a good agent who can really take a look at your financial situation.
Yeah. Some callers on the line. Let's take some calls. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Betsy in River Falls, we'll go to you. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Oh, thanks for this program. I'm going to turn 65 this year in August, and I have a question about Medicare. I'm uninsured now. I've been taking care of my health pretty darn good for a long time. If I don't get Part B of Medicare, can I go and pay cash to a doctor? Or am I forbidden from doing that because I'm 65 and I don't have Part B?
Well, I mean, as far as Medicare goes, there's four different types of Medicare. There's Medicare Part A, which is the hospitalization. Mm-hmm. There's Medicare Part B, which is the outpatient or the doctor coverage. Mm-hmm. And then there's a thing called Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, and we can talk about that if you'd like. And then there's the new Medicare Part D, which is the prescription drug plans. And they all kind of work together or separately, depending on what your situation is. Medicare Part A automatically gets assigned to you when you turn 65. Mm-hmm. Okay. Medicare Part B is an option.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not exactly sure if you're not employed whether that works for you to defer Medicare Part B. But you may know that.
I just wanted to comment that one place you might be able to find those details is at your local area agency on aging. If they don't have the specific information, they probably know an expert who does. Or your local senior center if you have one there.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Thank you very much for the information.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck to you on your 65 years.
Thanks very much for calling. Happy birthday. Dorothy in Oconomowoc, your turn now. Hi, Dorothy.
Hello. I'm getting all this stuff in the mail telling me how cheap I could get insurance. And what's wrong with my WPS supplement that I don't ever use it, but it's there if I need it?
Well, let's go to Gunther. Do you want to start there?
Sure. Why don't I start? Dorothy, that's one of the things that we're seeing now, too, is that because of the new changes in the federal law that came about actually in 2003, people are getting inundated by all kinds of information from Medicare Advantage plans to Medicare Part D plans, that it's very difficult to make any type of decision as far as what would be best for you. There really is nothing wrong with your WPS Medicare supplement insurance policy. If you don't have any prescription drug coverage or didn't have any, I would assume that you also purchased a Part D plan, right?
That is another problem for me, and I have solved it. I don't take any prescription drugs.
Okay.
Maybe I will have to when I get older.
Yeah, someday you
will. But I'm 77, and a lot of people my age are loaded with drugs.
Yeah, and for those people, that Part D program actually works quite well. So there really is nothing wrong with your WPS Medicare Supplement insurance policy. What you're getting in the mail is solicitations and marketing materials from all kinds of other plans, and as you know, it can be very confusing to try to understand what all those things really say. You know, the suggestion was made earlier here is if you really have some really, you know, tough time, this paralysis by analysis, which a lot of seniors have nowadays, and I don't blame them because I have that too, they can go to the area county aging senior centers, and I'm sure that there are people there that would help them sift through all that information.
Thanks very much for calling. Good luck. Appreciate it very much. We just had another caller call in who wasn't able to stay on a line, but that particular caller pays cash for medical services and doesn't have Part B, and she gets a 10% discount for cash. So they're, in that particular case, the person doesn't have Part B, but she is allowed to pay cash, and she gets a 10% discount. So that's not a bad
deal. That must work for her.
That works for her, that's wonderful. Talking insurance choices for seniors today with Gunther Ruck, who heads the Division of Regulation and Enforcement at the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for the State of Wisconsin, and also with Barbara Bailey today. Barbara is Executive Director of the Colonial Club for Seniors in Sun Prairie, sponsoring an event coming up Saturday, April 28th, called Financing Your Future, a resource fair for seniors. And we'll be, and Gunther, as a matter of fact, will be talking at that particular conference. So we'll find out some more about the conference and some more about your insurance choices, or maybe your parents' or grandparents' insurance choices, as we visit with them here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking insurance choices for seniors now. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you listening in. Rick, Gunther Ruck, our guest today, who heads the Division of Regulation and Enforcement at the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for Wisconsin. Barb Bailey, Executive Director of the Colonial Club for Seniors in Sun Prairie. And the Colonial Club is sponsoring an event on Saturday, April 28th. It's just coming up here. It's called Financing Your Future Resource Fair for Seniors. And Gunther Ruck will actually deliver a keynote address at the conference. And Barbara, maybe you could tell us, before we go back to the phones here, maybe you could tell us what's on the agenda for your conference.
At 8 o'clock, registration begins. At 9 o'clock, we have the welcome. And I believe Mayor Joe Chase from Sun Prairie will be there. County Exec Kathleen Falk will be there. And then our keynote speaker, Gunther Ruck. Then the sessions begin, and each time period you have a choice of two. Things like tips and traps, financial planning in later life, senior scams and ripoffs, housing issues for seniors, help from Uncle Sam with long-term care expenses, long-term care insurance and alternatives, and estate planning.
So there's a lot going on that day, and can people still sign up for that?
People can still sign up for that, Larry. You can do that by calling the Colonial Club at 837-4611. You can also go to the colonialclub.org website and download the registration form. And we do MasterCard, Visa, mm-hmm. and American Express. Also, our fax number is on that website also, 837-9302.
So lots of ways to get that done. And, you know, as Barbara was talking, Gunther, she was mentioning senior scams, housing, long-term care, estate planning. These are all issues that we really need to pay attention to.
Well, I think we all do at all ages. But especially for seniors, because the senior population, not all of them, but there's quite a few seniors out there, and that's a vulnerable population, especially the older that we get. We lose a spouse. We're lonely. That's the right ingredient, you know, for being taken advantage of. I'm sure there are scams out there. There may be inappropriate sales of different types of products, you know, and that's one of the reasons why our office is there too, is to find out about those things, investigate them, and take appropriate action.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about some of these issues. Like that, let's take the senior scams. I guess, you know, if you're alone and you're not getting, maybe you don't have family in the area, maybe you just don't have much contact with them. You know, if a nice young person comes to the door to sell you something, you might be more inclined to invite that person in, and maybe it's a perfectly fine, upstanding person, but then maybe, again, it's somebody who can take advantage of you.
Our current generation of older adults, predominantly female, we're always taught to be very friendly with people and to be cordial and to say hello and to invite people in and to listen to them. And they're not basically suspicious people. Mm-hmm. So, again, that defines some of the vulnerability that we've been talking about.
Yeah. Right. If you can, if you have a question for us, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890. Give a call if you have some questions as we deal with these various topics. Brian in Milwaukee has been waiting. Brian, thanks for waiting. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call. This is a question pertaining to insurance and Medicare supplement. I have an in-law that has had a Wisconsin-based State Farm supplement. He's had it for many, many years. And they've paid his diabetic supplies all along. Then when the government came out with Part D, we helped put him into that to cover his other prescription needs. All of a sudden, State Farm stopped paying for his test strips and these diabetic-related supplies. And in calling them, they said that because he has now taken the federal Part D program, that the supplement will no longer pay for those.
Hmm.
So the dilemma here is that Part D is not paying for these diabetic test strips.
Either. Right.
And now the insurance carrier that has been paying for them for many, many years states that they're no longer liable.
Okay.
So what avenue does this person have to get this problem remedied?
Well, what I'd like you to do is to file a complaint with our insurance department here. And do you have access to the web?
Yes.
Okay, go to oci.wi.gov. And you'll come to our homepage, and you'll be able to download a complaint form. Fill that out and send that into us. Now, the quick answer is, without getting into any of the details, because, you know, everything isn't black and white. With the implementation of Medicare Part D, for those people in Wisconsin who had Medicare supplement policies, one of the benefits in those policies was the coverage for diabetic supplies, and that's because that's a state mandate. Now, in general, once a person who has a Wisconsin Medicare supplement purchases a prescription drug plan, a federal Part D PDP plan is what we call those, then the prescription drug coverage contained in the Medicare supplement policy can no longer be paid by the Medicare supplement insurance company. Now, in your particular case, I think what we would like to do is take a look at that a little bit more closely in relation to whether these are prescription drugs or something else. And that's why I would certainly ask you to file that complaint, because I know that those test strips and all those other things are not cheap.
Yeah, they're not cheap. Thank you very much for calling. Good luck. And I might add that often have representatives from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And when issues like this come up, they routinely say, go to you folks for dealing with that, because that's what you're there for.
That's
to
right.
Deal with those kinds of issues. Good luck, Brian. Thank you very much. Mary Ann in Superior, it's your turn. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hello. Good afternoon to you folks.
Good afternoon.
I recently was talking with a woman, and she posed a question to me that I was unable to answer, and I'm hoping that you can give me some information. She was an individual that never paid into Social Security, did not work outside the home. It's now come the time for her to receive Medicare, and it's her understanding that she would have to pay for that Part A of Medicare. And what I was wondering about is if she would be able to tap into what her husband has paid, and then she would not have to pay for Part A.
That's a tough question for our guests here, and I would think she's going to have to go to the Social Security Administration for the answer to that. Wouldn't you think, Gunther?
Yeah, I'm a little bit familiar with the federal laws on that, but I really don't have an answer for her on that, unfortunately. And I think for her to either go to the Social Security office, give them a call, or maybe she can get some help again with her county benefit specialist.
Yeah, you might have an area agency on aging or a county aging department or a senior center in your area who has benefit specialists or case managers that can help with that.
Do you run into situations like that often, Barbara, in your role at in your position?
Absolutely, Larry. One of the services we have at the Colonial Club is case management. And these are folks who sit down with older adults and help them work through issues, including the Medicare connection, the Social Security questions. So we are a great resource for older adults out there. We see and talk to, just in our Northeast Dane County area, as many as 400 individuals in a year.
So a lot of people come to see you for that kind of information. And Gunther, go back to you for a minute. What are the typical kinds of questions or areas that people should be coming to your office of the Commissioner of Insurance for?
Well, anything, the quick answer to that is anything that has to do with insurance, auto, home, life, health insurance. But we really encourage people to file complaints with our office. And that's so that we can monitor what the marketplace is doing out there. If there are any particular types of insurance coverages or any particular types of companies or agents that may be causing some problems in the marketplace. So if they can't get a refund on a policy that they canceled, if they feel that their claim's not being paid on a timely basis, they feel that they bought something that they didn't know that they were buying, or they didn't understand it, let us know about that. We'll first of all try to help them, and then if there's any residual type of potential statutory violations or violations of the law, we like to get on top of that. Yeah. We get about 7,500 to 8,000 complaints a year.
Oh, man. unfortunately. And there's probably a lot more out there that probably should have been sent that weren't.
You know, and that's an excellent point, because remember when Barb was talking earlier about the older females who a nice young person comes in and talks to them. We know for a fact that these people, these senior citizens, they don't want to complain because they don't, you know, because these are, you know, they're having contact with these people. The people are nice to them. So they could be ripped off and we don't know it.
Let's talk about some of the choices on the financial side of things, annuities of various kinds. I mean, there's insurance out there to cover funeral costs. Is there a lot to worry about or consider in those areas? Start with you, Barb, maybe.
I think there's a lot to worry about. There are also the majority of people that are in that industry will give you out good information. Sometimes there's a gray area with respect to who's qualified to give out the information, especially with respect to trusts and things. So you have to be careful and make sure that you go to a person who has a history, a good history, upstanding member of the community to get your information.
Gunther?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much out there, especially on the income side now. There's new types of annuities coming out. They're very difficult to understand because there's so many facets to them. They can be a fixed annuity. They can be a variable annuity. They can be an equity indexed annuity. There can be surrender charges for 5 years, 10 years. There can be different types of transaction charges. How is the interest rate credited? Is it a minimum guaranteed rate? Is it a guaranteed rate? Is it a contract rate? I mean, I could go on and on and on. So it's very, very important to find somebody who you can trust, find somebody who will look for your interests too, and be able to assess your financial situation and then give you several good, clear recommendations, because you don't want to be surprised.
No.
When you start using the policy, that's worst time to be surprised.
One of the reasons we thought there was a great value in hosting this financial fair was for that very reason, because people can come and gather information and be educated, and they don't have to commit. It's a safe place to talk to others, and they can be totally anonymous if they'd like.
You know, and also this is a fair where no product is being sold. This is an education fair.
That's correct.
And that's why our office was so happy that we were asked to participate in this, because this is to make the consumer educated, because it's a big market out there, and you know people have responsibility too. The buyer does, and we can just do so much. An educated consumer is much more likely to purchase what they need than a non-educated consumer.
Yeah. I'm wondering about we mentioned housing earlier. I'm wondering about the housing side of things as well. What are some of the issues there, Barb?
I think the hardest thing of all is whether or not a person is able to remain in their home and remain independent. That's been the focus of senior support and senior health care over the last several years, because people are happier when they're in their own home. And if they're happier, they're healthier and they have a better quality of life. But you get down to the point where there's a very gray area. You know, is this person able to do the general activities of daily living in a safe way? Are they able to get the right nutrition? All of these things are big issues. And then when family and friends or agencies understand that's not the case, then if you have a plan, you can move into another stage. And there are a lot of different stages after you can be in a CBRF, a community-based residential facility. You can do an assisted living facility, or you might end up in a nursing home, or you might end up living with family members.
So there's lots of
things to think about. Part of our participation with this fair on Saturday, I took a look at some research material, and we talked a lot about health insurance,
yeah,
and Medicare, and long-term care insurance. But on the income side, according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, nearly two-thirds of workers 55 and older have less than $100,000 saved for their golden years. And 56% of those who are already retired have less than $50,000 to last them for the rest of their lives. That's not a lot.
No.
The other thing is that a gauge that's used for when you retire, people making $40,000 to $90,000 a year when they're employed need to replace about 75% to 80% of their pre-retirement income on average, you know, to maintain the lifestyle that they had before they retired. And that includes Social Security, pension, and all of those types of things. So people can use that as a basis to, you know, to make some financial decisions for the future. And I'm sure that's the type of information that'll be talked about on Saturday.
And I should also mention that tomorrow's show will have Karen Goble on and Mike Gutter to be on the show. Then, and they'll have some more information about that, about the event as well. But they'll also be talking about things that they'll be discussing at the...
Exactly. Karen has been a key person in all of our planning.
Well, we'll take some more calls, and let's see. Tom in Fitchburg, we'll go right to Tom. Tom, hi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, let me see if I can turn my radio down.
Are you there?
Yeah, I was just turning my radio off.
Go ahead.
I became disabled in 2000, and I had a fairly good job before that and had savings and... IRA and Roth IRA, but then they became, I was told I should get on MA to get advantages, and I had to get down to $2,000, and so I had to spend down all that money. Now I don't have anything at all for retirement.
Hmm.
No, that seems like a rotten system. Now I've got to go on the dole.
Yeah, well, let's turn to Gunther Rock for that.
Well, sure, and that's an unfortunate type of situation for you. I don't know how old you are, but if you're disabled and sufficiently disabled, you probably qualify for Medicare before age 65. There's also SSI, which is Supplemental Social Security Income for the disabled also. The other thing is, I don't know who advised you or talked to you about your situation, but to spend down to qualify for Medicaid does provide you with very good health coverage. Health benefit coverage. It's hopefully the safety net is there for you, so that you can continue to have a good quality of your life.
And with that, I thank you very much, Tom, for calling. With that, we need to conclude here. Barb, thank you very much for being with us today, and again for that event that's coming up on Saturday. go to your website is one good place to go. And what's the website again?
The website is colonialclub.org. I do need to mention that it's very low cost, $10, and you get a lunch provided for that.
That's a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. And again, your website address, Gunther,
is oci.wi.gov, as in Victor.
Thank you both very much for being with us today. Barb Bailey, Executive Director of the Colonial Club for Seniors in Sun Prairie. They're sponsoring the event we've been talking about on this coming Saturday. And Gunther Rock of the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. Thanks for listening. Stay with us.